Hello.
That kind of sounded probably far.
That was like kind of a lame one.
Yeah.
It was like it really wasn't slow like
a pop, you know? Yeah.
Way to go. Way to start us off strong.
You're welcome.
It's been a hot sec. Welcome back.
Been a couple weeks, in the crib.
Oh, God. He's repeating himself.
I'm freaking rapping. The rap battles got me freaking locked in.
What rap battle?
The Kendrick and Drake rap battle.
Okay, what's the deal with that? Can you explain that to me?
No, I cannot.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
I didn't even know they didn't like each other.
I didn't either.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, but all I see is that supposedly Kendrick won, but I don't know why or how or what.
How come they don't like each other?
I don't know. Jealous, probably. Somebody's jealous. Or it's always jealousy, you know?
That's true. Everything comes back to people are just jealous.
And haters.
Yeah.
Get you some haters.
I've got some caters.
You got some caters? We're catering in some Wingstop later.
I have some haters. Anyway, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about because we've been gone for 2 weeks. And a lot has happened, I feel like.
Yeah.
So let's rewind.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
There we go.
So let's start off with my Kansas City trip because that's kind of the first weekend.
That sounds lame. Just kidding.
It was very fun. So glad that I was able to go. I have to say this, though. So on the flight there and on the flight back, I don't understand how some people can dress up in like sweatsuits.
God dang.
To fly on an airplane. I am dressing in the least amount of clothing possible because
you probably wear flip-flops with no shoes. Socks, I mean.
I have done that before and I'll never make that mistake again.
Oh,
but I like have to wear shorts. I will wear like a sweatshirt, but I will have a tank top under it because I know if I get hot, I'm immediately shedding it. But here's my thing. Airplanes need to get with the program. You do not need to turn off the air conditioning.
Ever.
Why is it that as soon as you sit down, you know, the air conditioning's going, you're good, it's feeling nice and cold, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you start moving, they turn it off. And it's about a 5-minute period where the air conditioning is just off of the plane. And it is a noticeable difference. Like, I've noticed like people will start reaching up towards their air vents and they're like trying to get it back on. And I just know at this point, like it's happened so many times now that I'm just used to it. Like I'm like, fuck, here we go.
Yeah.
It's the 5 minutes of torture that they make me sit through before we take off. And then all of a sudden it comes back on. So I would like an explanation, please.
Okay. I ain't got one.
I need the pilot to tell me, why are you turning this off? Is it just like a maintenance check?
I feel like for some reason they like turn it off, like the whole plane off and then crank it back. Or maybe, I don't know. To like make sure that it starts back up or I don't know.
Like fingers crossed.
I don't know.
Let's hope this son of a bitch turns back on.
Or they have to like turn it off to take off because it like conserves energy or something. I don't know,
but they need to stop doing it because like I literally in that 5 minutes feel like death.
Yeah,
like I
tough.
Might pass away,
it's
especially
tough.
Being pregnant. Like I'm already uncomfortable because I'm just like, I have no room in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting straight up, which is uncomfortable on my back.
Yeah.
And now I'm hot and you want me to sweat. All right. Just kill me now.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough out there in the, we could get first class.
Okay, so what's your thoughts on reclining? Like, do you recline?
I try to.
You try to?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, like, all the way back. I mean, it depends on, like, who's sitting behind you and, like, I mean,
I so it depends on the situation for you?
Yeah.
Typically, I don't think I've ever reclined in my
typically
life.
Typically, you have, like, you have a couple inches to recline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, the seats would be more closer to your face, which is kind of annoying, but, like,
If you're in an aisle, do you recline?
A little bit. I try to.
Okay. So it doesn't matter which seat you're in. You try to recline no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was my mom. My mom was sitting in front of me on one of these flights and she was like, oh, since it's Jenny and she's short behind me, I'm going to go ahead and recline. Miserable. It's so miserable to have that seat in front of you, like right up in your grill.
Yeah.
It was pissing me off. And I was just uncomfortable. And then anyway, the air conditioning and oh my goodness, it's just, it's something else.
But yeah.
Anyway, I made it to Kansas City.
Thank God.
And it was so fun. The weather was pretty sucky, which kind of sucked, but.
Was it rainy and stormy, right?
Yeah, we had like tornado warnings and stuff.
Did you hear the
tornado?
Did you hear the
well, actually, I
tornado
guess
sirens?
We didn't because we didn't hear the sirens. But anyway, yeah, it was bad weather and but fun to get with C. Reese and CJ and yeah. my sister. And let me just say, those kids in general, not just those kids can be so sweet, like yeah. the sweetest things. Like they want to cuddle up on you. They like say the nicest things to you. And then 2 seconds later,
devils.
They can be literally demons.
Devils.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what happens in their brains, but a flip is switched.
A flip is switched.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they're just like the meanest things ever. And psychotic.
Yeah.
But then they're so sweet and they're so funny and they're like, it's yeah, so funny.
They are.
Especially CJ. CJ is like the cutest kid ever.
Is he?
He's at such he's a cute age right now. And he's starting to say, well, he's been saying words, but now he's saying like more words and you can understand him pretty well. And he kept saying boot for book. And he would say it just like that, like boot. Boot.
I wouldn't call that talking.
it was really cute. And he just toddles around. It's so adorable. And then Reese is just so funny.
She's Reese.
She's got a mind of her own.
Reese is Reese.
It's fun to play with her though. Like if you can get her on a game that she really likes to play, it's yeah. like it's really fun.
It takes a bunch
like I played
it takes
pretty
a lot of the time up, right?
Yeah, I played Pretty Pretty Princess with her. And that was fun. She's gotten good at winning or losing. Sorry,
losing.
She used to be really bad at losing. Like
taking it.
Yes, like yeah. she would hate playing games that she knew she could lose at. And now she's gotten better. So we were able to play Pretty Pretty Princess, and I won, and she lost, and she took it pretty well. So
well, that's good.
That was good.
That's good.
Yeah, but it was a fun time. We got Mexican food, Kansas City Mexican food.
What is that
and
like?
Honestly. Was really freaking good. Like, there's something, I got chicken, cheese, and rice, which there's something about getting chicken, cheese, and rice other places other than Texas, because Texas doesn't know how to do chicken, cheese, and rice.
No, they don't.
It's something about, like, we have two Tex-Mex here,
yeah.
and they don't understand what chicken, cheese, and rice is. But if you go to, like, Kansas City, Memphis, Mississippi. Well,
that one time we did the chicken, cheese, and rice here, they put mm-hmm. like chicken strips on yes. top of rice. It was like
they literally don't know what it is. Yeah. But at these other places, like in Kansas City, it's a menu item. Like it is on the menu.
Yes.
And I ordered it and it was so good.
I think it should be on every menu. It's so easy probably for them to make and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's good.
But the main goal of the trip was to go through all of my sister's baby shit. And there's a lot of it. And so we made a huge dent, and I feel like we've got a good pile of stuff that we're going to somehow get here, and it's going to be so helpful. Like, she had so many clothes, so, like, we don't even need to buy any clothes, which is, like,
get them so Goodwill nice. Specials. Them and good what? Them good Jamies. good Jamie specials.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be so, I mean, I'm already very grateful for her giving us her stuff
because
she doesn't
doubt.
Have to. But, I mean, there's so much stuff that we're going to be like, yes, that we don't have to buy new. So,
Bless up.
Shout out, Jamie.
Shout out.
And Spencer. He's allowing us to take it, too.
Barely.
But, yeah, it was a really fun weekend. Glad I got to go. And then, flash forward. To the next weekend.
Jump forward? Not the next weekend. That week was that what happened with the...
Should I tell that traumatic story?
To the emergency room. Yeah, let's... tell it.
Okay, so I had gotten back from Kansas City on Sunday, early in the morning. So we had all Sunday to just like hang out and chill, and everything was normal. And then that next day, Trent traveled for work to San Antonio, right?
No, it was not Tuesday I traveled to work to San Antonio. Yeah, it wasn't Monday.
No,
it was Monday.
It was Monday that it happened. So yeah, you were gone on Monday.
Yeah.
So.
Correct.
Yeah. So he traveled to San Antonio on Monday. So I'm home alone. I'm doing my normal stuff, working from home. And then I log off of work and I come outside and I lay on the porch and I'm about to listen to a podcast. Normal stuff. And all of a sudden I get a migraine. And for me, I without being pregnant, I like get migraines regularly.
Occasionally. And yeah.
Every time I get one, I lose my vision with it. So I'm very used to, you know, not being able to see and then getting the migraine headache. Like, I've done it so many times. Luckily, I have gone to a doctor and I finally figured out a medicine that really works for me. So like the headache part of it doesn't really bother me anymore. I just have to tough it through the 30 minutes where I can't see. It's almost like you look in the sun for too long and you have that like, in your eye.
Don't do that. It's not recommended, people.
Don't do that. But that's kind of like what it's like when you get a migraine with losing your vision. So anyway, I know that it's like 30 minutes where I won't be able to see. So normally I'll just like lay down and close my eyes, take my medicine, and that's that. So I do that. But like I notice that when I'm laying down and closing my eyes, like the vision part seemed way worse than it normally does. Like it was a little bit bigger. It like was taking longer, it seemed like, for it to go away. Yeah. So I just was like, this is weird. Let's just, you know, lay down, you know, try to stay calm and we'll be fine. So then finally it passes and I can see again. And at this point it's like dinner time and I'm starving. So I'm like, I gotta make myself food because I know I'm just gonna like feel like I'm gonna pass out if I don't. So I get up and I start making myself food and I'm like feeling very weird. Like I did notice this while I was cooking my dinner. Like it was hard for me to like function almost. Like I was like struggling to like remember what I was doing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird, but I was like tough it through. I like, I need to eat something. So I finally finished cooking my dinner and I sat down to eat it and I'm eating it. Everything's good. And then I'm listening to a podcast while I'm eating. And this is what like got me, which is so funny. They were like having a conversation on the podcast about champagne.
Champagne.
And they were talking about Prosecco.
Yeah.
And I could not for the life of me comprehend what Prosecco was. And for anyone that knows me knows like that's weird because I love champagne. I know what Prosecco is. I drink Prosecco all the time when I'm not pregnant. Like, I know what Prosecco is. And for some reason in that moment, I was not able to
comprehend.
Yeah. Remember what Prosecco was. So I'm like, that's weird. Like I could tell that something was off. So then my sister's texting me and I'm trying to read her text and I'm like unable to read the words that are on my screen and I'm unable to text back. So I'm like, okay, something's not right. I don't know what to do. So I called Trent. Trent's in a meeting and I know this. I know he's in a meeting, but I'm like, I got to call him because I don't know what to do right now. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
So I call Trent and like he answers the phone and I try to say like something's not right, but I don't even know what I ended up saying.
You're like something's wrong or something. Yeah.
But to me, like it didn't feel like I was saying those words.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know what I was saying. It was the weirdest thing. Anyway, I could not really like talk. I couldn't really think. So, and Trent like couldn't really do anything because obviously he's out of town. He's not at home. He's just on the phone with me. So he was like, go lay down, like try to relax. So I go lay down on the couch because I'm like almost freaking out at this point. And so I lay down. And of course, as soon as I lay down and kind of relax, half of my body starts to go numb. And normally when I get migraines, I will have like my right hand will like go numb at the end of the migraine. And so that's kind of normal. Like I've had that happen before, so I'm used to it. But it started at my feet. So one of my foot started to go numb. Then it like traveled up my leg to my hand. Then my hand started to go numb. And then it traveled to my face. and my right side of my face started to go numb, and then my tongue started to go numb. And meanwhile, I'm on the phone with Trent, and I'm like trying to describe to him what's happening.
Yeah.
And there's nothing he can do. I'm just like laying there like, oh my God, my body, like I'm numb.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would say like 10 to 15 minutes later, it all went away. Like I started to get my,
well, yeah, you're thinking, I think, back. Laying on the couch helped a little bit, but yeah, it was scary.
Yeah. Once like the numbing started to happen, I feel like my brain started to work again and I was able to think and talk. And then once the numbing wore off, I was okay. So I was like, that was weird. Like that's never happened before. So I called my mom to just like tell her, cause I didn't really know what to do. I was feeling okay at this point, but definitely felt like scared.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, you should probably call your OB just to make sure that you don't need to do anything, whether it's go to the doctor, check on baby, like, cause meanwhile, like I'm a little concerned about the baby because this has never happened before. And you know, that's my number one concern. So I called the OB and it was obviously after hours. Cause at this point it's like 6:37.
Yeah. No, it was 5:30 because our meeting's done at 5:30 max.
Oh, well, so anyway, it's after hours. Probably. So yeah. I had to talk to like a random nurse or doctor. So I'm waiting for them to call me back and I explained to her what happened and she was like, okay, so here's what it could be. Like it definitely could be migraine related and all of that could be normal migraine symptoms, or it could be a mini stroke.
Ooh.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And she was like, so because it could be that serious, you definitely should go to the ER. And she was explaining to me, like, since you're 18 weeks at this point, we can't take you into labor and delivery. Like, you'll have to go to just the ER.
So how soon or how many weeks do you have to be before?
20.
20.
Okay. Yeah. So once you hit 20 weeks and something happens, you can go into labor and delivery and they'll take you there and look at you. But before that point, she was like, just ER. So I'm like, oh my God, like, my heart sank to my fucking butthole.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm about to have to go to the ER on a random ass Monday night. So, and Trent's not here. So I immediately call my mom. I'm like, she said, I need to go to the ER. Is there any way you can meet me there? And of course she was like, yes. So she drops what she's doing and we drive to the ER. My dad even meets me there too. So like, luckily I had a support system.
Oh yeah.
And I called Trent on the way there. I'm like, I'm heading to the ER.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings in San Antonio having a beer. And I didn't know. I knew that she was having the migraine and stuff.
Yeah.
And but I didn't know she was going to the emergency room until I was at Buffalo Wild Wings having a beer.
hanging out.
Just hanging around, you know.
So my wife's was your over. Thought? Like,
no, it was scary because it's hard. Like sitting there being helpless, you know, and then watching you be so upset. It was just,
I was in tears on the way there just because I was scared. Like,
right. Well, no, it's like, while hindsight, I should have left my meeting, obviously. But like, I guess
there was still nothing you could
do. There's nothing I could have done. Yeah. But next time, or
I mean, you're 3 hours away.
Hopefully there's not a next time, but like in the future, would definitely leave the meeting, but it's hard to sit there.
Well,
and
he's saying
watch
that
you.
He's saying that because when I called him, he was on his meeting.
Yeah.
And he stayed on his meeting while I was on the phone with him.
Yeah. Well,
so like he was trying to pay attention to his meeting while also like calm me down, but it just, it was hard.
It definitely should have left the meeting, but, but like I said, so it was hard to watch like you, your wife, be upset about it and not be able to do anything about it and not really understand it either.
Right.
Because you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. So I check into the ER and I try to explain to them what happened. And this is just the front desk lady. So she's like, okay. And luckily no one was there. Like it was a ghost town at the ER, which was very nice. Cause I was worried it was going to be packed. And
take his collar off.
Why?
Just do it. I mean, he's being good. Sorry. There we go.
Okay. So I check in, it was empty. And my mom gets there. And then they finally call us back. So we go back there.
Should I go back together?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then eventually my dad showed up, but hey, he showed up after the doctor came.
Hey, mommy,
anyway,
come back with me.
Well, of course she was going to.
I know, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm not.
Rude?
I was kidding.
So I lay down, and the first thing they do was take my blood pressure. And it was, like, extremely high. And the lady was like, oh, my God, like, do you have a history of high blood pressure? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay, well, that's a little bit concerning. So she leaves. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So she leaves for about, like, 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm just laying there. And then finally she comes back. And she comes right next to the bed, and she's like standing there, and she starts explaining to me how high blood pressure can be a risk for preeclampsia. And she starts explaining to me how bad preeclampsia can be when you're pregnant and all the complications with it and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, she's taking my blood pressure again while she's explaining all of these things to me, which I'm like, as soon as she started saying all this stuff, I looked at her and I said, look, I'm very anxious right now. Like I didn't tell her this, but I was like, I've never gone to the ER. This is scary. I'm scared. I just want to know my baby's okay. So I am very anxious, and that's probably why my blood pressure's high. So anyway, she was like, oh, that's good to know. And then the blood pressure thing stops, and sure enough, my blood pressure went down quite a bit. It didn't go down like to where it normally is because I'm still in the ER and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
But it definitely went down. So she was like, okay, phew, like we're good. I think it was just because you were nervous, whatever.
So this is the nurse.
Yes.
I think the nurse kind of would say that overstepped her little boundary a little bit saying that, because that's not really her job to scare you and say whatever preeclampsia is.
And like, I'm fully aware of that lady. Yeah. Like, of course she doesn't know that I am, but still like, And she did mention, she was like, yeah, I was thinking it was a little bit of white coat syndrome, which is why I let you be for a little bit to see if it would go down.
Maybe you should have done that and then retested before you said something about that.
Yes. I'm like, why would you say all this stuff while you're taking my blood pressure? Like, it was just crazy. Anyway, the doctor finally comes in and he, you know, checks me, does all the things. And finally he was like, explaining to me that when you're pregnant, your migraines can get way worse. Like the symptoms of your migraines can go crazy, basically. And he said, I think that that's what it was because my symptoms only lasted 10 to 15 minutes and they went away.
He said, I think.
Well, no, he was just like explaining that like your symptoms went away. And normally if you had a mini stroke, then they would have lasted like an hour.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, since it went away so quickly, you're fine. It was related to your migraine. And then this was a whole thing. The nurse, I tell her the medicine that I take for my migraines, and she's like, oh, you should not be taking those when you're pregnant. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, really? And then my mom's freaking out because she's like, I thought you researched the medicine. And I'm like, I thought I did too. And I thought it said it was fine. Yeah. So I'm like freaking out now because they're telling me that I should not be taking this migraine medication that I've taken twice now while I've been pregnant.
Yeah.
And the doctor said the same thing. So they were like, we're going to prescribe you a new medication that for your migraines, which all it was nausea medication. The same nausea medication they give you when you come in and they put you on an IV for nausea. It's the same medicine, but in pill form. So they give me that and I'm like, okay. So they're like, if you ever get a migraine again, take this, it should help, whatever. So basically I leave and I'm feeling much better. We were like, so is there any risk for the baby? Like, should we be concerned? And he said, because this is because a migraine is completely neurological, you're fine. Like the baby is completely untouched. Everything should be completely fine. So that made me feel better.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was a crazy night.
Crazy night.
And yeah, probably the craziest thing that's happened to me in a while.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And the next day I called my OB and sure enough, they were like, yeah, your doctor prescribes this medication to patients with migraines all the time. So turns out my medication's completely safe for me to take, which was good news. But anyway, yeah, crazy story. Crazy thing that happened. I really hope it doesn't happen again. So,
me too.
Yeah.
Well, if it happens, I hope that I'm here.
Yeah.
Prayers up. Prayers up.
Well, at least now, like, I know that my migraines might be a little bit worse. So, like, I'm aware of it now and I'm prepared. So, that's good. But, yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
So, then I took the next day. I worked from home because I did have a migraine hangover.
Yeah, Jenny has a hard time of, like, not working and not, like, wanting to take time off if she's capable. But sometimes her great husband has to step in and say, hey, why don't you take, like, the day off, or tell her that you're working from home so you can relax a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice.
And so she did.
I took my husband's advice.
This is first time ever, actually.
But then we had visitors that following weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could touch on that for a little bit. I mean, it was fun. Great time. We played golf.
But the weather.
Yeah, we'll get with that. Or I guess that was before.
That was before.
So we got rain for... This was not just like your typical rain. This was like pouring down rain
monsoons
for 6 hours straight. 2 days in a row.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was... Whew.
The thunderstorms.
It was awesome.
Excuse me.
It was pretty awesome, but I got scared.
Yeah, the thunder and the lightning was wild.
It was.
A couple trees
like
fell down.
Like, it rained so much. Yeah, like she just said, the trees fell down. It rained so much, the leaves, I guess, is the only thing. We're getting so, like, heavy. The tree fell. Like, cracked in half. It was wild.
There goes your trees.
No, so, yeah, I mean, it was like a freaking monsoon.
I can't believe our power didn't go out.
It did, like flickered maybe.
Yeah, like flickered, but then went back on.
Yeah.
So that was shocking to me because it was so bad.
Yeah.
And the flooding was really bad. Like, I don't know how I got home from work that one day.
Yeah.
Like, that was really scary. There was I was driving down Old Conroe Road.
Yeah.
To get to our house. And one house was like literally
almost
underwater.
It looked like
underwater.
It was on a moat.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But, like, they would have had to swim to their front
door. When I went to College Station on, what was that, I guess, Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember. But I was driving down Interstate 6 or Highway 6, whatever you want to call it. And, like, there was this whole, like, probably 2 miles on the right side that's usually, like, farmland underwater. Because there was, like, a river right there.
Yeah.
Completely underwater.
Jeez. Yeah, it was crazy. We got some bad, bad weather. So I'm glad that our guests were still able to come.
Yeah. Well, so my brother, my sister's boyfriend, and obviously my brother's wife. I don't know why I just named them in that order, but they came. They flew in Friday night, and we had a good time. We didn't really do too much, but it was just kind of a chill kind of weekend.
Yeah, I still can't believe that that was the first time they saw our house.
Yeah.
Since we moved in. It's crazy to me. So that was exciting. They got to see our house.
Yeah, it was fun. We hung out on the porch for a lot of the time. We played golf.
Yeah, the weather wasn't great, but like it wasn't too hot, which was really nice. Yes. So we got lucky on that.
Yeah, so we played golf and I shot a good score. You know, I'm pretty good at golf sometimes, but not good enough.
It's good for you.
But yeah, so we played golf and then we went, hung out on the porch. We had pizza, we grilled hot dogs, we had brunch. So it was just a catch up kind of weekend.
It was really nice having a fellow pregnant person with me.
Yeah.
Like that, highly recommend. If y'all can like
surround yourself with pregnant people.
Yeah. If you can time it perfectly with like your sister-in-law
or sister,
whatever. Highly recommend, because it was so nice just having someone else that was fully sober the whole time. And yeah, it's really funny watching drunk people. Like, it's just so funny to watch the progression, you know?
Yeah.
From like drink one to drink
30. Next time we'll do that. Like a, hey, my name's Trent. This is my first drink of the day. And then like every like three or four. Hey, this is Trent. This is my fifth beer of the day.
It was really funny. But great time. Brunch was really fun. So we went to this place that's downtown Woodlands area called Mahoney's. And they have like live music and And it's just a cool place. And we went there for brunch and they have bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless.
And of course, the pregnant gals could not partake, but everyone else did. And it was like, what, $16?
$16, all you could drink mimosas.
Yeah, $16 for as many mimosas as you want. And I'm a little shocked that they like allow that to happen.
Yeah, a lot of places I think haven't because they probably had some stuff like drunk people.
I've heard a lot of places do bottomless mimosas and then really quickly stop it because like the puking, just the recklessness that happens with bottomless mimosas because people can't fucking control themselves.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So I pray to God that this place doesn't stop bottomless mimosas by the time I pop this baby out because I would love to go back there.
We'll bust up in there
and partake in some bottomless mimosas.
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a fun weekend. And then.
And it was like they didn't bring out like singular mimosas for you. They literally gave you the champagne bottle.
Yeah.
And said, here you go. Fill them up yourself.
Which is not great champagne, but.
No, but still, like the fact that you can make your own mimosas with literally 3/4 champagne and a tiny splash of OJ, like legit.
Lego.
So, and as many bottles as you want. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But it was nice. Like, there was a DJ, which we were a little concerned about the DJ being, like, too overpowering and too loud, but it was perfect. It was just the right vibe for a nice little Sunday gathering.
Yes, it was. But what about this week? Did we have anything?
Oh! No. The Derby.
Oh, the Derby was awesome.
We gotta talk about the Derby.
That's probably one of the most amazing things in the world to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It is so exciting to watch the Derby.
It is really exciting.
It's, what is it, 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, it's like the quickest thing.
2.5 minutes of like the...
And the buildup is so long. Like, it is. It's really boring to watch until the race happens. Yeah. But we decided to just bet amongst each other. We didn't put any money, but we all like picked a horse. And so Cody was making everyone pick their winner. And of course, my gut was just like, I got to pick number three because my favorite number is three and I always pick three. So I was like, I call three. And three was Mystic Dan.
Mystic Dan.
And I was like, oh, Mystic Dan, let's go. So I'm just like watching where we all picked a horse and and as soon as I see like the Mystic Dan horse, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, I picked a good
Mine
one.
Mine came in last, I think.
But then I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, there's no way I'm going to win. Like, I just know. I picked a random ass horse. I did not look at the odds. Like, I just went for it.
It was 18-1, which is...
Right. Like, terrible, right?
Middle of the pack, probably. But okay. Yeah, not great.
Well, still, like, not the one that everyone's, like, thinking will win. So, anyway, the race starts. And I shit you not, I had a good feeling because Mystic Dan was in a perfect spot because you always want to be one on the inside.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the leaders right out of the gate. You want to be right behind the leaders. Yeah. And that's exactly where Mystic Dan was for the first little bit. And then as soon as they rounded that corner,
he took off.
He literally just vroom, motherfucker.
Did you see where they said like he damaged his boots because he was so close to the railing on the side?
Oh, I think I did see something about that. Anyway, you should have seen my...
Oh, Jenny was getting rowdy.
I was up and like jumping up and down, screaming.
The neighbors were probably like, what in the world is going on?
Yes, I think I probably scared little children in our neighborhood. I was freaking out.
Yeah. So
because he took the lead like nobody's business. Like, and then until the very end, and then it was like a itsy bitsy difference
Spider?
Between first and second place. Like
there was like a nose length.
Yes, it was insane.
We were getting wild.
Mystic Dan won and I flipped my shit. I said we should have put money on that.
Hindsight.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how did I pick the winning horse? How? Like that never happens to me.
I don't know. And then next time we're going to put money on it and we're not going to win.
Did you know that like I've never won a raffle?
I haven't either, I don't think.
Like, that's just never, it's never happened to me. I just know like if I put my name in a drawing,
oh, me too.
I'm not going to win.
100%.
There's never, no chance.
Ever. And then there's some people that win like every time.
Yes. Like what? How are those people? How does that happen? How do they do that?
They're just lucky.
Please tell me.
Lucky. But yeah, so that was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was really
lots
fun.
Of beer was drank by the guys.
Not by me.
Yeah, not by you. But yeah,
or
it was,
Katie.
It was fun.
But yeah, it was really fun. Got to compare bumps with Katie.
What had happened this week? Anything?
Our anniversary.
Oh yeah, that's that Sunday. Yeah, 1 year anniversary, everybody, with the love of my life. We got to be with family, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I guess ideally you take your wife on a date.
Yeah, you didn't even take me on a date.
What was I supposed to do?
Take me on a date.
When?
Like this weekend.
I'm grilling for you.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
We decided today we're going to go at the beach for our 1 year.
And we did. So a month later, we'll celebrate. A
couple weeks.
I got Trent a cool present.
Yeah, that broke. That is broke.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, great concept, but, like, I should have known, like, it wouldn't hold up, you know? It's basically like this
whiskey or vodka or tequila, I guess any kind of bottle.
A liquor like dispenser. Mm-hmm. So like it's this wooden structure and you flip the bottle over and the bottle sits in a spout thing.
Kind of like one of those water dispensers. Kind of.
Sure. And then, yeah, and it has like a little handle that you, I cannot explain this, so like I'm sorry spout. For everyone listening.
Like a spout that you turn and
whiskey
or vodka comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it looked cool and I was like, oh, perfect addition to the bar cart and whatever. And yeah, it immediately leaked and would not stop leaking. And so here we are. I had to reach out to the Etsy seller and get him to send me a replacement. So we'll see if the replacement does any better. But
yeah.
That's that. So sorry, your gift
it's
sucks.
It's a nice gift. I like it a lot.
You did give me flowers.
I got you flowers.
Which,
and I wrote you
of,
a card.
Yes.
I wrote you a letter.
He wrote me a letter that made me cry, which
yeah.
It could be the pregnancy hormones. Who knows?
No, it's not. It's not.
But it was a very sweet letter. So thank you.
Handwritten.
But what's so depressing is getting all of the like flashback on Snapchat.
Of the honeymoon?
The honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like, what I would give to be in freaking Mexico right now, not pregnant.
We weren't in Mexico.
Oh, where were we? Punta Cana. Dominican Republic. Anyway, to be anywhere where it looks like that.
Ooh.
All-inclusive resort, not pregnant.
Check
I would give anything.
Out. I would too. It'd be nice.
Yeah. It's like, looking at those pictures, I'm like, it makes me want to cry. But.
Oh yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
A year married. It's been one hell of a year.
It's been one hell of a ride.
Can't wait for the next year.
And the next, 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 and the next.
Yeah.
And we're but next anniversary we will have a child.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Pretty wild. So
crazy.
We're moving up in the world.
Yeah. We really are.
Yeah.
We're two children becoming parents.
What? Oh, so I guess we haven't talked about, I guess, segue to
Mother's Day.
No.
Oh,
topics. We're going to do a couple topics.
Wait, hold on. Can I talk about my pregnancy?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm halfway today.
Half baked. Let's go.
Baby is half baked, which is so crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I can't. Like, I don't know. Part of me is like, it's gone by so slow. And I'm like, I feel like we should have been here like months ago. But then another part of me is like, oh my God, we're halfway. Like, what? So I don't know. It's really exciting. We have our anatomy scan on Monday, which I'm pumped for. The anatomy scan is like this really long ultrasound where you lay there for like an hour and they look at every single inch of the baby.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, no, Monday.
Monday.
And I'm just really excited to see baby.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And hopefully baby's not stubborn so that they can
pretty,
see everything. But.
It's felt like fast to me.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I can't really speak to it because I think I'm not wearing it and all that stuff. But I feel like it's going fast.
It's like fast but slow. I don't know. I just, like, I can't believe it's almost the beach. Like, that's what I can't believe. Like, I can't believe our beach trip is almost here. Like, I can't believe it's May. But at the same time, I feel like my pregnancy's gone slow.
But for some reason, I feel like we've been, like, busy for some reason. So it seems like
it's going
well.
We have been busy this month.
Like, I'm talking about since pregnant. That's why.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, the first of the year, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, half-baked. I'm going to eat a pint of half-baked ice cream tonight.
And I'm
going to
eat an edible. I'm just kidding.
And yeah, anatomy scan. And then after the anatomy scan, I'm nervous because my glucose test.
Why are you nervous?
Because I've just heard people like don't feel good from it and it's nasty. And I don't know. I'm just nervous.
Probably because you get like a sugar rush.
Well, here's the thing. Like if I fail the first test, the second test that I have to take is like even more miserable.
Well, you better study.
Thanks. You're really making me feel better. So yeah, I'm just nervous for that, but it'll be fine. I'll be fine.
But it's okay to be nervous because that means that you care, right?
Yeah, everything, I really care.
Everything is gonna be okay, but it's okay to be nervous.
Okay, thanks, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Anyway, what were you gonna say before I had to update everyone?
I was just gonna say just.
Oh, and it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And guess what? I've had two people today tell me happy Mother's Day without knowing I'm pregnant. So apparently I look pregnant.
Yeah. I think so, you do. You got it. You're bumping.
Yay.
Because there's like, there's a distinct, like, you can tell, like with your frame, right?
Right. Like, yeah.
Like, you don't have a, like, a belly. You don't have a beer belly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's because I'm not, like, fat everywhere else.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, I'm fat in my belly. My legs are normal.
Yeah.
My arms are normal. And everything else is normal. So, like.
Except for you got a big ass head. I'm just kidding. That was a joke, everybody. Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Trent cracked our toilet seat.
Yeah, I did. But.
He literally broke our toilet seat. And that is funny.
Well, so that means it was just all it means. So it was a cheap ass toilet seat.
You okay?
I went to wipe and like it cracked, like more weight on one side. And I think a little bit of it fell off the side of the thing because it was a little loose and then crack. There goes your toilet seat.
Like I've never heard of anyone ever cracking a toilet seat. And here we are.
I mean, people replace them all the time.
Okay.
That's what I like
Keep
to tell
telling
myself.
Yourself that.
But let's talk about all the stuff. I replaced the toilet seat, which is easy. I fixed the washer, which is hard. I fixed the ice maker. Come on, racking them up.
Such a handyman. Such a handyman over here. It's so funny. Like, he'll fix something, and then he won't stop talking about it because he's so proud of himself.
Yeah, I am.
For fixing it.
I am. Well, so what I was going to say is, well, first of all, happy Mother's Day to everybody since we were on that.
To everyone who celebrates.
To everyone that celebrates Mother's Day. And if you're alive, you have a mother probably. So
love you, Mom.
Shout
Happy
out.
Mother's Day.
What I was going to say is talking about, we haven't had a podcast since the Taylor Swift album dropped.
Yes, we did. We talked
we did?
About it. Yes. But there's more to discuss, so keep going.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
What else was it?
The roast. I want to talk about the roast.
Tom Brady roast?
Yeah.
Tom Brady roast. Morgan Wallen freaking Post Malone song is freaking fire.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's probably the best song that I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
Drop. Yeah.
Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber are pregnant.
I don't care about that.
That's huge news.
What are they going to name
it? Billy Bob.
Byron.
Bieber. Billy Bob Bieber.
Billy Bob. So yeah, nobody cares about that really, but
I do.
So we'll skip over that.
All I have to say about it is that it immediately, as soon as they announced it, made me feel like 20 times cooler being pregnant at the same time as Hailey Bieber. And I would like to say that I called it because there were rumors circulating.
Yeah.
And I believed the rumors. And here we are. She's pregnant.
So if there was rumors circling around,
yeah.
You didn't call it nothing.
Oh, I called it.
You just believed the rumor.
Pretty
You didn't call nothing. Don't give yourself, oh, I want to get credit for that one, huh? It was on my TikTok.
It was. And I believed it because I'm like, you're a believer. Yes, I am.
You believed it.
Yes. Did I talk about watching that Justin Bieber documentary?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him. Like, he's so talented.
You talked about it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just so, need to say it again. I'm a believer.
So, what about the Taylor Swift album?
Oh, she completely changed her entire Eras Tour.
Like, to those songs?
Yes. So, she added, obviously, that album.
Yeah.
And she took away some other songs because she added 7 TTPD songs. 7. So she had to kind of rearrange some other stuff.
Okay.
She completely changed her outfits. Her outfits are all different except for Reputation because she hasn't re-recorded that album.
All I know is Down Bad has to be one of them because that like is she fits did. The yes. Eras Tour kind of yes. like Down Bad. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Down Bad is one of them. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, obviously.
But Daddy, Fortnite. I love him.
Fortnite, But Daddy, I Love Him.
Fork and Knife.
And there's some other ones, yeah. But those are the main ones.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I've seen some clips from it. Looks pretty cool. I don't like her outfits that she wears during it, but... Well, just the dress. I think the dress kind of looks weird, but anyway.
Did you see... Speaking of the Taylor Swift, so did you see that... Was it Jenna Kramer? Did you see what she said?
No.
She came out... I don't even really know who this is. Said like a singer or something?
Yeah, I
something.
Think.
But she said that like... She like, it was like a warning to Taylor about Travis. She's saying that he's always drunk and stuff. And I was like, I'm thinking like that it's not like healthy for the relationship or whatever. But I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, this dude's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You know, and he's able to do these things like when he's off season. Off. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, this is his chance maybe, to like, go
maybe
ham.
You see videos of him at night. You know, drunk, whatever, cool. But what is he doing in the morning and stuff? Training, probably, right? So he's getting his work in. So, like, why is she saying that this is like a red flag for him to always be drunk and all that stuff?
You know what?
What?
Jealousy.
Yeah.
It all comes back to jealousy.
Jealousy and hater. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a hater.
Taylor's got it all. Why Calm does she down. Get this? Yeah. Why does she get Travis?
Yeah, she's a singer and she's jealous of Taylor Swift. So
most
there,
people probably
there
are.
There you have it. Like,
it's okay to be jealous of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. Sometimes I'm jealous of people. It's okay.
All right, so Post Malone, Morgan Wallen song.
Well, hold on. I need to make sure I got everything out I need to say about Taylor Swift.
You did.
Right. I still think they're going to get married.
That's what Dave said, too.
Yeah, I know. I think it's yeah. I think it's for sure a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that I do, too.
Okay.
Maybe not like as recent or as soon, as most, a lot of people think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I don't know. Do they want to have kids? Is that a thing?
Definitely. Taylor Swift like okay. has openly said that
and they
she
may
really
have
wants kids.
Kid before they get married. That may come first.
Yeah, I could see that.
That may come first.
But like Taylor can't get pregnant right now. Like there's no way.
No way.
So like that would be a couple of years down the road. So I don't know. I might disagree.
I mean, she's on a timeline here.
Like unless she's just dumb and like lets him come inside of her and she's not on birth control, like, okay, then she might get pregnant. But like I hope Taylor's smarter than that.
I mean, she could take a break.
Do you think Travis is kinky?
I don't care. I don't care.
Do you think Taylor's kinky?
Definitely.
Yes.
No, I don't really care about that either, but like 100%.
There's no doubt. She's kinky as hell.
Yeah. She likes bondage and stuff, probably.
Probably. I can't. That's funny.
Yeah, but okay, so.
Morgan Wallen?
Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen.
Post Malone.
So that song.
So this song, like, before it came out, they've been playing clips of it.
I haven't even heard a clip of it.
I heard clips of it.
So let's talk about, before you start talking about the song,
yes.
You playing it in bed Friday morning.
What about it?
And you played it, and I was dead asleep.
No, I literally played this song, like, not full volume, but definitely loud enough to where, like, I knew that Trent might get mad at me because, like, I think our alarm did go off, but I was just laying in bed. He obviously was, like, not about to wake up anytime soon.
Yeah.
And so I just was like on my phone scrolling. And then I remembered that song came out. So I was like, oh, I need to listen to it. So I went ahead and just played it out loud. And I thought for sure he would wake up and hear it and whatever. No, this man literally did not hear
it. Well, no, because remember, I woke up eventually and like went to the restroom and came out playing it. Like I was like found the new freaking gold, you know?
Yeah. And he's and like, Jenny, listen. She you was hear like, this?
She was like, literally, I played that while while we were in bed. And I was like, what? I did not hear it.
Man was KO'd.
I was out. But no, great song. I cut the yard yesterday and the song played the whole time. Because like, so you know, if you go to Spotify and it's like a single, there's only one song on like the list.
Right. And it just plays over and over.
So I listened to it for about an hour.
You seriously?
Yeah.
I would kill myself. Yeah. How did you do that?
Well, I mean, I didn't really like, I was cutting the yard. You can barely hear it because the mower and stuff.
Oh.
But yeah.
I mean, all I have to say is it's a song of the summer.
It's a good song.
For all the haters out there who are saying it doesn't sound as good as they thought it would, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It sounds fire. I was not aware that it was going to be Post Malone's song. I thought it was going to be Morgan Wallen's song with Post as a feature. But it's the opposite, which makes me really excited because that means that Posty probably has an album soon.
Oh, it's going to be fire.
And I just... So the music video also came out on Friday, and I watched it. And I shit you not, like, I wish you could have been there to see my face while I watched this video because I was full on cheesing the whole time throughout this video. I don't know why. Like, it wasn't like this great video. Like, I just, something about Post Malone just looks makes like a goofball. Yes, he makes me so happy. Like,
well, you look at him and he looks like this just goofy person, but he's like the nicest person
ever.
And
I know how nice he is. Yeah. I think that adds to it. So I'm just like, oh. This guy, I love him.
I know. And he just looks like a goofball.
And then Morgan pops up and I'm like, what a
douche.
Loser. Like,
a douche. Yeah.
Morgan's just like so derpy. Like he acts so cool. Yeah, and he's just like
he's the coolest.
Yes. Which makes it funny. And I don't know, just it made me happy. And I loved how the video was like patriotic, like 4th of July vibes, which is that gets me going. So
they
I don't know.
They both sound really good in it.
It just makes me like want to jump up and down that song.
Yeah. But so. like I said, they sound great.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's just a good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
The song of the summer. I'm so excited for the summer, but then I'm also dreading the heat.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Like the other morning, it just smelled like summer to me, and it like brought back, you know, just like memories, you know, of summer.
No,
of
it doesn't
summer.
Smell like summer. Well, yeah, I guess.
There's a specific smell of summer to me.
When you step out and you smell the freaking water in the air, the humidity, that's summer.
No, it's not that. I promise.
You step out and you start sweating.
It definitely got me excited. Like, summer's coming. It's right around the corner. And that also is scary because of the humidity and the heat. And I'm going to be miserable. But anyway, positive thoughts.
Positive vibes only.
And I'll just play that Morgan Wallen and Posty song all summer.
I had some help. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I have to say, I think I felt the baby move. Which... really exciting news.
That is pretty awesome.
I'm like 85% sure I felt it move. There's still, you know, a 15% chance that it was either just like a gas bubble or a stomach twitch.
I think I'm still on the 15% side. Because you haven't been like as excited.
Okay, no, because this is why. You have to understand how small the baby is right now.
Yeah.
And like, obviously it's not going to be like punching me fully. Like it doesn't have that
like
strength yet.
Freaking messy in there.
So like right now it's just like you can feel little movements. It's not like big kicks. So like I'm not going to be like, oh my God, like freaking out because it just feels like literally what I felt was like my stomach was twitching. Like that's what it felt like. Like I had a muscle that like was spasming almost, but it was in a spot where I was like, that's got to be baby. Like, I don't think my stomach's just randomly twitching there.
You know what's going to freak me out?
What?
You know how, like, sometimes you can, like, see the hand imprint and stuff?
I probably won't be able to.
With your placenta or whatever. But that would freak me out.
That is crazy. Katie, you'll be able to see it with Katie.
I don't want to see it.
But, yeah. Crazy.
That is scary.
So, yeah, I'm not going to be like, until it's like actual kicks, yeah, which won't happen until a couple more weeks. Yeah. But I really do think I felt it.
Okay. Well, I believe you. I haven't felt it, so I don't want to believe you.
Okay. Well, that's rude.
That is rude. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
But yeah, so exciting stuff around the Turner household.
We're grilling. What's coming up? Oh, anatomy scan. That's the big thing.
We got an anatomy scan. We got a big week coming up. We got an anatomy scan. I got a sales meeting, so I'm out all week running the streets of Texas.
Lame.
With the sales group. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be very time consuming.
Lame.
Probably a lot of beers consumed.
Lame.
But you know.
Lame.
Can't wait to get home Friday.
We're still watching The Office, for anyone who was wondering.
Who's your favorite character? I think we talked about
Dwight.
This last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Dwight.
It hasn't changed. It's still Dwight. But we're on season what? Six?
I think five. Maybe
well, there's
six.
Like nine seasons. Yeah. So like we're not anywhere close to finishing, which we need to start doing the whole like watch something else and then come back to The Office.
Nah.
Like watch one episode of The Office and then
there's
start
nothing
another
to watch.
Show. Yes, we need access to Netflix. There's so many things on Netflix right now. That baby reindeer show I really want to watch. People are dying for us to give our opinions on it.
Like who?
Lexi.
Oh.
And so we need to watch that.
Is it like creepy?
Yes, it's about the stalker. I've told you like a million times. Uh-oh. It's about a stalker or something. It's like
maybe
a creepy
we watch
show.
It tonight.
And there's a comedy special I want to watch on Netflix.
Which comedy? What about the roast?
It's Nikki Glaser, which is the person who did the roast, Tom Brady. Yeah. And everyone's obsessed with her now because she did so good.
People have been obsessed with her.
Well, I think that really like, I don't know. I hadn't really
so
heard
they,
about
so
her before.
Obviously, I listened to a lot of Joe Rogan. And they all, I mean, he's a comedian and all this stuff. So they always talk about comedy.
Yeah.
Especially when he has comedians on.
Right.
But they always say, like, that being a girl comedian is, like, a tough road. Because you basically have to talk about, like, sex, women parts and stuff, just, like, to be funny.
Right.
And, like, because, like, they were like, yeah, like, you get in front of the crowd, like, a bunch of guys in there, and you start talking about politics or, like, all this stuff. They're just like, shut up. You know?
Right.
So, I don't know. So, but I guess she's funny. I don't know.
That's why I want to watch her special. I mean, I thought she did good in the roast. Like, I thought some of her jokes were fine. She didn't annoy me. Like, she didn't bother me.
Yeah.
So, that's huge. Because normally, that
Nikki
like, a girl
Glaser.
Up there would bother me. But
I'll watch that tonight. Let's watch that tonight.
Okay.
We gotta get
I'm
the
down.
Netflix stuff.
Yeah, we need freaking Netflix. Get it together. Anyway. Like, I don't understand. Like, everyone, all of the streaming places just need to understand that we are going to share logins.
But
it's going to happen.
Greedy.
You can't avoid it. There's no avoiding it.
So just let
us do it.
They avoided it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they did. This is what we're dealing with right now. They avoided it.
Well, this is bullshit, okay? I just want to watch shows.
Yeet.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Pray for us and our anatomy scan.
Pray for us. Prayers up. Go runners.
And that's it for Say Don't Spray It this week. We'll talk to you next week.
All
bye.
Right, see ya. Bye-bye.